It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KPTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And that was so much fun. I always get a little nervous when people are going to put us on a test, but I think we did all pretty good. I hope everybody out there got a little bit of that. It was fun. What was number one again?
Number one was pole.
Okay. All right.
So
shoes. So there you go. I know. Isn't that weird? It's like something you're probably going to never forget. I don't know.
It'll be stuck in my mind for a long time.
Yeah, that's cool. So anyways, well, I'm really excited. I have a new friend, and you do so much for, you know, so many people. You're on the Rotary. You're on Boys and Girls Club. You are kind of out there helping, and I really love when people are giving back. And I'd love to reintroduce Lyle Pennington, and he's actually here talking about April in Paris, right? Which is great.
Yes.
Your next big thing going on at Cal Lutheran, which is great, and we can all get tickets. And you're going to extend the price right now for my listeners, which is really cool.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got started and what we're going to expect.
Kim, I think the key word was giving back. I was with General Motors for years and retired, and had a neighbor that said, I'd like to have you join Rotary and be a part of our activity. And the minute I retired, I went over and knocked on his door, and I said, sign me up. So, and along the way, I got very involved with Boys and Girls Club. They were doing a golf tournament, and I'm kind of a golfer, so I started helping them with that, and the next thing I know, I'm on the board there as well. So, but it's all about giving back at my stage in life, and I love every minute of it. So,
and that's so much fun. Is there a lot of people that volunteer for stuff like this?
Yes, there is, and we have a lot of volunteers from our club. We have kids from the high school that come over that have to have hours, and then they finally get their hours, and they want to come back, because it's so much fun. But anybody out there that really has some time on their hands, whether it's a retired teacher or somebody that just likes kids, could come over and sign up with our club and learn to participate with us and help us with the kids.
And where are you exactly located?
We're actually on Casey Avenue. Our main office is Casey Avenue in Moore Park, which is right behind Moore Park City offices. And we actually have four other school locations that that we serve the kids at.
When you say serve the kids, do you go pick them up, or do they, do you go there and how do you serve them?
Well, the at four of the sites, the kids basically just move over to a double wide trailer, and we have our programs right there. The children that are in a couple of the elementary schools that we're not on site, we actually have vans that the parents sign up, and we pick them up in the vans and take them, and then the parents pick them up at 6:30 or 7 o'clock when the club is closing.
Is there an age that you have to be, or how does that work?
Well, basically from about 6 years of age, we go from...
Oh, really young.
And all the way up to, in our particular, in Moore Park, we're up to about 13. Most of the Boys and Girls Clubs have teens that go all the way up through high school.
Oh, they do?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't know that. So, yes. And are they, do they have mentors there? Do they have people that help them with their homework? And
yes, we have a wonderful support, and one of the things that make what we do so important for the kids is that we have staff there that is trained to work with the kids, and our ratio is like 1 to 15, so we the kids, it's amazing. Later on in life, when you run into one of our children, the person that meant the most to them was one of the coordinators that they could remember by name. So that became kind of their pseudo-parent for that time that they were with us, and that person really guided their life and became a mentor to them.
Was there a child, or maybe many, that you've worked with that you can really remember that you feel like you made a difference in their life?
Well, I'm sure, but, I don't directly work with the kids. I'm just on the board of directors, but it's interesting. We just had a story the other day from our athletic director talking about a young girl. He was trying to start a basketball program for girls, and had this young gal, and she was blessed with some height, and he would really like her, but she was very quiet, couldn't do anything, and then he describes how this kid start coming around. She signed up, got in the sport, and was pretty good at it, and all of a sudden now, a kid that was quiet and shy and introverted was talking out loud all the time, and basically he just said, I think we changed her life.
And isn't that, it gives me chills. Yeah. I mean, I love that because you made her flourish, and I think that that's what, you know, I have four children, and I always tell my friends or my, you know, just different teachers or different people in our life that if you can get a message through to my children, because you have kids, right?
Right.
Tom, you have kids, and sometimes our kids don't exactly listen to us all the time, but they will somebody else.
Yes.
And so I really believe that there's different messengers in our life, you know, through different youth groups or churches or religious or whatever it is, and whatever it is that sparks that in somebody, you know, and the reason that a lot of people give back is because maybe they didn't have that in their life,
yeah,
or they know how to help somebody, correct?
Right. Absolutely. And you know, one of the things one of the prior persons that you were interviewing this morning, I thought it was interesting what they said, but you know, it reminded me of Boys and Girls Clubs. We provide, like, self-confidence for kids, sense of belonging, and all of those traits like that. And when you think about it, a gang provides those same things to those kids. And so we provide that element that these kids are missing, and particularly in that afternoon period where when you go to talk to any of our police chiefs, they'll tell you from 3 to 7 is when juvenile crime is the greatest. And that's when the kid get involved in gangs. And we provide all of the things that they need in Boys and Girls Club that they get really from when they join a gang. So you got to get them to the club, and trust me, it'll change their life.
And is the fees high if say there's a single mom or a single dad?
You know, our mission basically is, and I'm going to read it because it's so important. It says, to enable all young people, especially those who need us most, to reach their full potential as productive, responsible, and caring citizens. And basically for our club right now, it's a $20 membership fee for a year.
A year.
A year. Uh-huh. And you know, in a couple of the places, we have a minor fee, but they're very, very small fees. And it's amazing, and even if a parent can afford it, we have scholarship funds, so we really don't turn any child away that wants to come to our club.
And this is what basically the money is going for, this
exactly.
big dinner, right, that you're having April in Paris again, April 6th and Saturday. What, tell us a little bit about, you know, I mean, you do so many different things. I mean, all of the clubs do. But what is this one going to look like?
Well, this is our largest fundraiser, and it's been that way. This is our 26th annual event. And,
only 26 years?
Yeah, only 26 years.
Wow.
We keep doing it better every year.
And, isn't that true? We, like he was saying, as we learn our little mistakes or things that we can kind of tweak it, right, it just keeps getting better.
Exactly. And it's we have a wonderful auction committee, and we get together every week and every 2 weeks early on, and everybody takes on different challenges, and we pull together all the wonderful silent auction items and put all the detail together. So it's our biggest fundraiser of the year, and we have a golf tournament later on this summer, and then we have a community breakfast that generally we get a celebrity to come and be a part of that. But this is our biggie. You know, this is the one that kind of makes or breaks our fundraising for the year if we do it and do it right. And trust me, this is going to be a great one. April in Paris, how are you going to take an arena? And, well, we have backdrops and we have graphics that are going to shoot up on the walls. And my wife has been working hard on little table decorations of Eiffel Towers. It will be spectacular.
Wow. So you are a husband and wife team,
yes.
right? And that's really cool because yes. when you both retire And you have something to look forward to. You have something that you're giving back. I mean, I think that anybody out there that's feeling like they just have a lot of time on their hands and they don't have a direction, this will definitely help you get a direction, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and what a great cause.
Yes, it is.
I mean, that's what it's all about. That's what life's all about. So what are we going to find on April 6th?
Say that again.
What are we going to find on April 6th?
Well, on April 6th, you're going to find a wonderful auction at Gilbert Arena, you know, and it starts at 6 o'clock p.m. And as Kim mentioned earlier, we have made a special promotion, you know, at this point. If you go online to www.bgcmoorpark.org and in the promotional box, if you put in Kim, K-I-M, you will get a preferred price for the auction, and we'd love to have you. We've got a big crowd already, but we're going to have a bigger crowd with people listening to this wonderful program.
Well, thank you. Dinner? Is there dinner there? What does it include?
My goodness. He hasn't told me yet, but normally it's it's like a piece of filet mignon and some other, you know, maybe scampi or something, but it's really a nice sumptuous dinner with lovely desserts and accompany us and wine at the table. So it will be a nice treat.
It's a nice night out, and really it goes towards a great cause.
Yeah, and we need to talk about Curtis Kadama.
I know. Tom, I don't know if you know Dr. Curtis Kadama. He is a general practitioner, right?
Right.
He just opened up his own office now.
Right.
And I've known his family forever. My kids and his kids, actually, it was so cute. They were in kindergarten together. And they took a bus. We only lived across the street, but they had to take the bus across the street, you know, when they were like in kindergarten. And that was how we met him and his wife. And they've been really great friends of ours. But he is an amazing doctor. I send so many people to him. And he's just so laid back, that kind of doctor that just makes you feel comfortable, you know. And so he's done his share of helping, hasn't he?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, we have a Champion of Youth Award each year that we find somebody in our community that we think epitomizes what that's all about. And we couldn't have found a more worthy recipient this year. Curtis, he's my doctor as well, and our families. And he's been the physician for the Moorpark football team probably for 20 years. And that means he also does all the physicals, and he's, my son's a doctor, and he's asked him to come a couple times, and they get together at Boys and Girls Club, and we set up, and all the kids come in, and they do all the physicals all the children.
That's,
and they don't charge anything for that. So he's been doing that for years and years. And of course, he lives in Camarillo, but he also has been very involved with his boys in a wrestling program.
That's right. They've done an amazing job. I've seen them. I've gone to a lot of their stuff too.
And then for a general practitioner and all the, he's also a competitive swimmer. I don't know if you knew that.
You know, well, I know he's into softball. And this is really funny because my kids never knew that I used to play softball. So he invited me out to his co-ed softball team out in Moorpark. So I was like, oh, yeah, I'll try it. I hadn't done it for years. You don't think that you could just get right back into it. And he was, like, so impressed. He was like, Kim, wow, you're really good. You could. And he doesn't say very much, right? But he goes, yeah, this is really good. So the kids came out, and they're like, Mom, you never told us that you were – and I used to be shortstop, you know. Well, the next day, I'm like, Curtis, can you help me? I can't walk. I was like, it was so bad. I didn't realize how out of shape I was. But I'm telling you, it was so much fun. And I know he plays that. And he's fishing. And he's always bringing us back fish from all over the place. So.
Yes. And a golfer as well.
He's a golfer. Yeah. He's a great guy. He's really given back. And I wish them, you know, him, his wife is one of my close friends, and I wish them total success. So this is very worthy.
Yeah. He's going to be an amazing recipient, and we have one of our fellows that is pretty talented in doing little videos, and so we're going to have a nice little video about him and his contribution to the community. So it's going to be a wonderful evening.
There you go. So again, Tom, will you tell us everybody where that's at again?
April in Paris, 26th Annual Auction and Dinner Gala, Gilbert Arena, beautiful California Lutheran University campus. That's in Thousand Oaks. Great place to go. They've done wonders with that. I was a 1961 Thousand Oakser, so I saw it go from CLC to CLU. It's just a tremendous place to have a big party like this. Call 529-1140, 529-1140. Boys and Girls Club is fantastic. I love the. I've been to a few of the clubs, and in some ways it's sort of mayhem because the kids are goofing off, but it's very controlled.
Yes.
In an interesting way. They let the kids do a little bit on their own, but it's directed.
Yes.
It's not just run and do it. They help you with your homework.
Yes.
I learned how to ride a unicycle again. I learned how to juggle many things as I went over and helped out the folks here in Ventura. And they
cool.
As I just kind of participated in the deal, and I saw the kids having fun on top of fun. They were just having a blast. It didn't feel like, oh, I gotta go to who.
Right, and you know, and I know the one in Camarillo. Do you guys have dances too?
We used to.
Yeah,
we used
yeah.
to have the junior high dances right. at our club, but I don't think we're doing that right now.
Yeah, because I know. I mean, they you know, they all have to get checked, so that's a safety. There's, mm-hmm. I mean, they really know their stuff there, and it's really.
It's all good. Play basketball, board games, all sorts of stuff. But the key thing that I liked about it, also a little help with the homework.
Yes.
And this is done by mature people who also know how to goof around. And that's the key.
And that is. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, because kids, you know, I don't know. I have one of my sons. I'm sure he's listening right now. But, you know, he could find every way not to do his homework, not to do his work, you know. And he likes to have fun. And I'm trying to tell him, like, you know, play hard and, you know, work hard. Right? Isn't that the key?
Yes.
Yeah, we normally let bring him into the club. But we let him go have a little fun first. And then, you know, as you said, you kind of control them and you move them
over.
Reel
them back
in,
right?
And then we
call
it power hour. Right. And then they go into power hour and they work on their homework. And then they go back and have some more fun. So it really works.
That's great. And do they eat there? Do they have food?
They have a snack. And one of the things that we're really focused on that you'll see in the brochure there that, you know, 3 out of 10 kids in this county are obese. So we're working really hard with getting healthy snacks into these kids, fruits and vegetables, and teaching them how to eat the right things. And that's going to be important to them for the rest of their life. So, you know, it's a nice focus of.
I really, you know what, I love that there's stuff like this out there because when, you know, life happens, and it does for all of us, right, is sometimes you don't have a babysitter. Sometimes you don't have in-laws or family that you can take your children to. And this is a place that people have given back, and you can trust it, and it's a safe place for your children to be. But not only that, is they can start to put together their own support team. Because
yes.
I really believe that each kid and each child of all of ours needs somebody that they feel comfortable, almost like a where you said that they start to know their names and that kind of thing. I think it's important.
Ever read Freakonomics? There's a great section of Freakonomics that's on kids that go bad. And they say kids with great parents go bad. Kids with poor parents can go bad. The key thing is, who are they with when they're outside the house?
That's
the peer
exactly.
group. And they in Freakonomics, they ran the numbers. The guy's great. It's a wonderful book.
Oh,
and the whole thing with Freakonomics is they try to figure out why things happen. And they found out great parents, a kid gets in the wrong peer group, and there they go. So if they're in a group where there's some adults that know how to do stuff and teach them things and run them and have a little fun and
That's
education,
right.
but they know the other kids that are there are pretty good, your kids are going to wind up much better.
And you know, I mean, it's interesting because I have so many different levels of ages, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is, you know, it's interesting where, you know, a couple of my kids have had their friends since kindergarten. Some of the kids have, you know, when they start to branch out to high school, they meet a whole different group of people. And if you don't know the parents and you don't know what kind of children they are, that's where they start to get into trouble.
Right.
And it's interesting, you know, my son wanted to go over some friend of his house and I called up the parent. I'm like, well, I don't know them. Let me just make sure. And she was like, it was a girl, which my son, you know, and she was like, absolutely not. It's not, you know, there's not going to be anybody home. I'm like, really? Thank you so much. She's like, oh, my God, no, thank you for calling. And I think that as parents, we need to take those extra steps, not assume,
That's right.
Our kids will want to go and they will be able to, you know, make us think that it's okay.
Yes.
So
I was the most stealth kid on the planet.
Really, I can imagine. I can imagine. But you know what? I mean, it's really about just keeping them, you know, guarded. And
I
love what you do. Tell us a little bit about the Rotary Club really quick.
Well, the Rotary Club in Moore Park has been around for, I was president when we did our 50th anniversary. And it's interesting, the Rotary Club of Moore Park Noon, and there's now Morning Club over there, but we actually, one of our presidents, going back some 26, 27 years ago, his pet project was to form a Boys and Girls Club. And he had belonged to a boys club in outside of Boston when he grew up, and he got in all kinds of trouble until he got in that club and got kind of straightened out. So it was really interesting, and that was his pet project the year that he was president. And now you have a club that we're serving 400 and about 30 kids a day. We touch the lives of about 2,000 kids through our basketball program and some of our summer camp programs and that sort of thing. And it started from nothing, just a little Rotary Club project. So our
Isn't
club,
that amazing? Wow, yeah.
And we support them very heavily every year, and by rights we should, because it's kind of our birth child, if you will. So, you know, it's our proudest moment, really, when we think about what we accomplished with our Boys and Girls Club.
Let me ask you, because there's one in Ventura, there's different ones all over the place, right? Yeah, and how does somebody get involved with that?
Well, for Boys and Girls Club, you know, you just need to probably go online, and you'll find that there's one in your local community, and grab a phone number and call up and check with the people and find out what their fees are and, you know, get involved. And the same thing with Rotary. Rotary is basically just find out who you're and find one of the Rotarians, and you know, they'll if you call the number, they will push you in charge. I'm in charge of membership for Rotary right now, so in our club, and you know, that message will come to me and we'll get you involved.
But you also said it's so much fun, right?
Yes, it is fun.
Yes. So you're giving back, you're having fun, you're meeting new people. Right. It's a win-win again.
Exactly.
I'd love it. Lyle, thank you so much for being here with us. And again, I posted it all over the place on my Facebook, Kim Pagano Show. Definitely, I would love you to join us over on April 6th. And it starts at 6 o'clock. Get your tickets and mention my name, Kim, so that you can get in at the lower rate. And which I appreciate you doing that for my listeners. It's going to be a really fun night. So stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. When we come back, we're going to talk to Eden Adele. And I love this word, satisfulfillment. We're going to talk a little bit about relationships. And we're just going to check in and find out if we are what we're doing in our relationships. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs. Are you not feeling your best or want to improve your health? Tired of going to a traditional doctor? Roland Reif of Natural Health Care Center, located in Thousand Oaks, has a different approach. Instead of masking the pain with medications, eliminate the pain. Roland is on the American Board of Anti-Aging Health Practitioners and focuses on your overall goal with more than 20 years of experience in Eastern medicine, combining herbalology. Roland has been practicing acupuncture and Chinese since 1990. He incorporates his extensive knowledge of Western orthopedic. Let Roland help you learn how you can eliminate your condition and achieve optimal health and well-being. Call Roland 805-497-4074. That's 805-497-4074.
Your personal services, choose Forever Bella Skin and Tanning Spa, located in Westlake. Forever Bella offers tanning in a clean, spa-like environment with the latest in high-end, high-pressure tanning beds. Choose from the Power Tower stand-up tanning bed or the Sunboard UVA bronzing bed, or get the best of both in the Jet Power combo unit. You will also love the VersaSpa automated airbrush tanning system that hydrates your skin, never streaks, and dries you completely before you leave. Or get a custom airbrush tan by one of the highly trained specialists. There are never any contracts for Forever Bella. Stacy, the owner and licensed esthetician, offers body waxing and eyebrow shaping, also custom rejuvenating facials. Forever Bella sells only the best skincare products. Sonia Dakar and Yanka of Paris. Forever Bella also offers a wide variety of tanning lotions, accelerators, and bronzers, in addition to products by Tweezman. Give them a call today for an appointment. 805-496-0786. Mention Kim Pagano Show and receive 50% off the second service. That's 805-496-0786.
Looking for a camp, a preschool, an orthodontist? Look no further than ParentClick.com, one-stop shop for families in Ventura County. You'll find everything for every age in the ParentClick directory. Looking for something to do this weekend? Check out our community calendar. How about a place for your teen to volunteer? Read Parent Chatter. Go to ParentClick.com and register for our weekly newsletter. ParentClick.com, the local family scene and city guide for Ventura County.
It's showtime. Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KPTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for being here today. You know, it's all about adding value every day in every way. I've got Tom here with me, and I've got Lyle here, and our next guest is Eden Adele, and her book is Satisfilment, and I love that word. Eden Adele is a relationship communication trainer and a best-selling author, and she is your proven pathway to power as a relentless advocate of passion living. And it's all about guiding people into power, passion, and peace of mind. It goes perfect with my show because I'm all about passionate and, you know, being positive and powerful. So, Eden, are you there?
I am. Hi, Kim. It's great to be back. Greetings from the Windy City.
There you go. Where are you? Where are you?
I am in Chicago.
Oh, it's really
where
windy.
Where the weather makes no sense at all. I would much rather be there with you.
I tell you, you know what, though? Here lately, our weather hasn't made much sense either. It's either hot or it's cold, and then it's really cold at night. We never know what's going on.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's not like usually Southern California usually is. So,
okay.
Anyways.
Okay.
So did that make you feel a little bit better?
just a little. But yesterday was the first day of spring, and it was 16 degrees here.
Oh, there you go. Okay, we were a little bit better than that. So,
okay, just a little.
You know, but I love what we're talking about, relationship check-in, right? I mean, you know, we've kind of been checking in with our first guest was talking about happiness and the glass is full and relationships. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, you know, most of the time, Kim, what we normally do, or at least what I've seen over and over, is that we get into a relationship and we sort of just let it happen. And then when there's a problem, we usually react rather than responding. We're surprised by it. We didn't see it coming. It's too big to fix it by the time we finally address it. And we could really avoid that very easily with relationship check-ins, which are different from date nights, by the way.
Which are different than date nights.
Which are different than date nights.
Okay,
date
Lyle,
nights,
let me ask you, how long have you been married?
It will be
Actually, 50 years this fall.
How long?
50 years this fall.
50 years Lyle's been married, Eden. Wow. We're going to have to take some lessons from him.
You
I have
amazing.
Isn't that cool? That's like, oh my gosh. I mean, that's a lifetime for some people, and
it is.
That's amazing. It is. What do you think the secret is in your life?
The secret is, honey,
married amazing woman.
You're
right.
Right.
I like that. I like that. Oh. So, Eden, how about you? How long have you been married?
8 years.
8 years. Okay. And so you think that, you know, what I think's changed in a lot of the time, well, what's changed now, what I think, is we used to think marriage was forever. And now people think, oh, it's not working out. I'm bored, you know, with computers 24/7. You know what? I need to find something else. Why is that? Why are we turning our lives upside down? And we don't really think about what it's doing to our children or, I mean, our whole entire life.
That's very true. We do that because it seems simpler.
Yeah.
You know, when we look at our problems and we decide that the source of those problems is somewhere other than between our own ears, then it seems to be easier to find something else external to fix the problem.
So true.
And we often do that. And that is how we end up in a pattern of relationships that are unsatisfying, because the problem really isn't the problem. The problem is how we see the problem.
Okay. So how can we switch that switch?
You know, the first thing that we need to do is be willing to accept our own responsibility for the choices that we make.
Okay. So for every choice we make, there's a consequence, correct?
There is, and we don't get to choose the consequence.
Right.
We can only make the choice. The consequence comes with it. And a lot of us try to separate the two, and we get frustrated when we find that we can't. For instance, you can't build a lasting, loving relationship with someone whose word you cannot trust.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, you're absolutely right. So you want to make sure that they're supporting you.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's simple. If they say they're going to do something, that they do it.
Right.
About simple things. Not even the big things. I'll never leave you. I'll never stop loving you. Those are big things. Little things consistently over time build the kind of trust that will allow you to believe big things.
Is it wrong? But I think that marriage, and Lyle, I want your opinion, Tom, your opinion, is it's like a business partner.
Exactly.
I really think it
very
is.
Much.
And I think that's what
very
you're
much.
Saying, Eden, is would you stay, you know, keep somebody working for you that didn't show up all the time, that didn't, you know, fulfill their duties, not as, you know, a partner, but when I say duties, but you know what I mean? Like you were just saying is,
absolutely.
Yeah, I really think it's a business deal that you're making for your life. What's your thought?
10-minute break every 4 hours.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I like that idea, too.
We can work that into the contract.
There you go.
I totally agree with you, Kim. It is very simple conceptually.
Right.
Living it out is a little bit more difficult. But the concept is very simple. I need to be able to believe what you say to me, because what you say to me is initially how I know what you're really thinking and feeling. If you don't tell me, I don't know. I can't read your mind. If you don't demonstrate it somehow, I don't know. And the first way you demonstrate that is by what you say.
So,
and if you teach me by what you say that I have to question everything that comes out of your mouth,
then
you cannot expect me to believe I love you. I'll never leave you. I only want you. You can't reasonably expect me to believe that.
I agree.
And I will live it out by questioning whenever you leave home. I'll live it out by asking you 5,000 questions about what you did between 5:30 and 5:37 p.m. It will show up in all sorts of random, seemingly small ways.
Would you call that jealousy? Jealousy, jealousy, right? Mistrust.
Mistrust.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yeah, it's kind of like mistrust. Say what you mean and mean what you say.
Right. Simple, isn't it?
Yeah, simple. But yeah.
But it is the foundation that builds a lasting relationship. A lot of people want to see it as something very complicated, or that building a lasting relationship is very difficult. And it's really not. Not conceptually. It's not difficult. It takes time. It takes effort. But the concept is simple. You just have to be consistent over time.
Right.
I think really that Kim was right. It's a partnership, and there has to be a bit of a give and take on every situation that you encounter. And you're never going to have a partner that's going to want to do exactly what you want to do. And probably, you know, that's probably been Marge and my success, is that we talk things over and she wins. But no, it's yeah, and I think early on though, with people that get married and you know, and they leave marriage pretty quickly, they're still into thinking about themselves more than they are the partnership. And if they approach it that way, then that's why we have such a high divorce rate. It is a partnership, and there has to be give and take. And you have to, you're never going to get your way on everything. So you need to understand that.
And I really think, you know, I've talked to a couple of different therapists. It's good to have conflict in a marriage or a partnership.
Exactly.
Because then, you know, this person feels this way. This person feels this way. Now, how are we going to work with it?
That's right.
And you have to validate the other person. I understand. I hear where you're coming from. But this is how I feel. So now where are we going? Correct?
Exactly. The compromise doesn't come from giving in all the time. The compromise just comes from acknowledging that your partner has an equally valid but different way of seeing things. That's all just different, not right, not wrong. It's the adversarial nature of a lot of relationships that breeds the mistrust. I have to be right, you have to be wrong. And that's not necessarily the case. In fact, most of the time, that isn't the case. We just have two different ways of seeing the same thing. And each way is equally valid. Each way has advantages and disadvantages. Together, we need to evaluate which has the greatest advantage for us as a couple. And that's what we work on.
So during... I just pulled myself out. During my relationship, to me, it's interesting because, you know, my kids are starting to empty nest now. And that could be a scary time in a relationship. But at the same time, it could be an exciting time because you kind of start to, you know, if you can look back and say, wow, we had a great time with our children and now it's our turn. I think that is important to look at. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Extremely important to be willing to reinvent yourself. Extremely important. You get accustomed to seeing yourself a certain way for a number of years, and then something changes, something critical changes. To alter that, like you were just saying, the empty nest syndrome. I'm doing that myself. My daughter's 19. She's spending her first year away in college.
Right. And all of a sudden, I think as well as the husband and the wife, I mean, both ways, is that you start to depend on your children to you know, kind of...
Give you something to do.
Exactly. Definitely.
Give you a life. Give you a schedule.
Right.
Give you something to look forward to. And now they're not there. So you have to reinvent yourself.
Yes.
It can be an awesome time.
Exactly.
It's a time of discovery. It's a time of revelation. It's a time to explore. It's a time to have fun. I'm 50 years old and having the time of my life.
There you go. I'm right there with you, babe.
The time of my life.
Right.
My daughter is healthy. She's happy. She's in college. And I'm not watching her every moment of every day, trying to make sure she doesn't stick her finger in this or drop that or eat too much of this. I'm not doing that anymore.
Right. You kind of cut the apron string, right? You've done your job. You know, it's interesting.
Exactly.
I feel like I've given my kids wings to fly on their own now.
That is, isn't it liberation?
It really is. It really
is. It is liberation. It's what good parenting is all about.
That's what
it
is.
You're supposed to be able to do that if you parented well. That's what you bring them up for.
There you go.
To live their own life.
But why is it? I feel like if in a relationship it gets a little, it definitely changes. There's no question,
oh, sure.
The dynamics. But a lot of people give up. And it's almost like now you have this history with this person. It could be so much better. Tell us, what are some of the steps that you would recommend, couples take?
Actually, I would recommend the relationship check-in at least every year.
When
you have a conversation in a neutral place where you actually ask each other some pretty probing questions about how the relationship is serving you and how you're serving it.
So what are some of those questions that you would say, being a relationship communication trainer?
One major issue that comes up for me over and over again is, am I safe being vulnerable with you?
Am I safe to be vulnerable with you?
That is huge.
Wow, that's a big one, yeah.
Especially for men.
Hmm.
Huge. It's huge.
What
can
do
I
you,
be honest about my fears?
Wow, and what
and
do you...
not see me as less of a man.
Ah.
You know, can I tell you when I'm concerned? Can I tell you when I'm afraid? Can I tell you that I'm insecure, that maybe things aren't going as well at work as I thought they would, that maybe I think I'm losing it as a man, as a vibrant man, as an attractive man, as a man that you would choose to date again if you had the opportunity?
Ooh, that's a big question right there. Yeah.
Huge. But can I say that to you as my partner, as my wife, as my confidant, can I say that to you and not have it come back to bite me later?
Right. Because that's a deep, honest question.
That is where the rubber meets.
But here's where, as I just saw both of the guys in my studio back out of this conversation, right? men aren't, they're not, I don't think they're as deep as women. What's your thought on that?
I couldn't agree more.
He couldn't agree more. Tom, hello. I really believe that women are more emotional and we want to know that everything's okay. And men are like, if there was a problem, I would have told you. Correct?
One's deep in heart, one's deep in brain.
Oh, I don't know about that, but okay.
See, you'll agree to the one, but not the other.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, it's 2-1, Kim.
I know. You didn't hurry up, okay? but you know
actually,
what? I really think
men want to know all the same things that women want to know. It's probably one of the best kept secrets in relationships. They're concerned about all the same stuff we're concerned about.
Right.
They just have a different priority list.
Yeah, which it bag to wear with these shoes.
It falls a little differently on their priority list than it does for us. But it's still on the list.
Right.
We can't treat it like it's not on the list.
Right.
Because it is.
Right. And so
it's
you
absolutely
say,
on the list.
You say to check in once a year, okay?
At least.
Yeah.
Particularly if you're in a long-term relationship. Because things do change.
So almost
and
like
the same things that brought you together may not be the things that keep you together. And you have to talk about it.
Right. Lyle, do you and your wife do this? Do you have a...
Well, probably in an unspoken way we do this. Deliberately, do we set aside a time that we go and ask those hard questions? We don't, you know.
Did you think about your retirement when you were, before you were retired?
Yes, I did. And, it was fearful. You know, you're busy in a busy life, and actually that creates stress. And I think Marge realized that. You know, that was a big change for me in my life. So if she wasn't understanding of that, that would have been a very stressful period in our marriage, I'm
right.
sure. But she managed that properly, and, I finally came to accept it and found all the things that I'm doing now, and it's just wonderful. So
it's really hard for men to actually retire.
Yes,
I mean,
it is.
You know, they actually say that it's better for men to keep working, which you are working,
exactly.
You know, I mean, but you just have to change your speed a little bit, right? Because, you know, I mean, you want to be more rewarding instead of, you want to work smarter, not harder, correct?
Exactly.
There
exactly.
you go. Tom, what's your thought on that?
Yeah, same. I would like to, you know, continue doing something, but be more in control as time marches on, perhaps. Work hard, but be more, like with the Boys and Girls Club, doing things
right.
like that. You can sort of choose your project. You choose
exactly.
what fulfills you rather than punching the clock, being told what to do.
Right. Yeah.
Welcome to Walmart.
There you go. A greeter. Perfect.
How are you?
Oh, God. If anybody's just tuning in right now, I'm Kim. I'm here with Tom. I've got Lyle here from the Boys and Girls Club, Rotary Club. We've got, you know, you got your hand in all of those places. We're talking to Eden Adele right now, and her book is Satisfillment, and she is a relationship communication trainer. And we're talking about relationship check-ins. And I think that it's, you know, it kind of, when I was thinking about this, I was thinking it's spring. It's spring cleaning. It's spring, you know, you kind of check in with things that are going along in your life. You know, you kind of take an inventory of your home, your cars, your kids, your, you know, your vacations. What about your relationship, right? You want to make sure that we all work really hard at our work. We need to kind of work the same amount of time on our relationships. Do you think that good relationships are work?
Sure.
So you
Absolutely.
Think we all have to work on a relationship?
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Whether we're conscious of it or not, we are absolutely always working on building the trust that keeps us together, building the trust that keeps us happy together, building the trust that lets us know we can depend on each other. That's an effort.
That's an effort.
We may not see it as an effort because after a while, it sort of comes naturally if you're doing it right.
Right.
You're not consciously waking up and thinking, okay, I need to do 7 things today to make sure that my partner trusts me more than they did yesterday. You don't wake up with a to-do list like that, but you do wake up and think, whatever I say I'm going to do, I'd better be ready to do it. So I have to be careful about what comes out of my mouth.
Eden, if you could say on a list from 1 to 10 what the most important things in a relationship are, what would you start with?
I would start with honesty.
Okay.
I would absolutely start with honesty. For some people, that's a scary idea.
Right.
Particularly starting a new relationship because we often get so caught up in being impressive rather than being authentic.
And why do you think that couples would have a hard time being honest?
They are threatened by the idea that if I tell you the truth about me, you will not be here.
Wow.
For whatever reason. You're upset. You can't deal with it. Your feelings are hurt. You don't want to do the work required to stay. A myriad of reasons. But if I tell you the truth, the bottom line is I'm afraid you won't be here.
That's interesting.
And so I tell you what I think you would like me to say. I may feel differently, and eventually I'll behave differently. You'll be here.
But doesn't that catch up with you at some point? Don't you have a point in time when, you know, if you haven't been totally honest with somebody, that it catches up?
Absolutely, always.
Yeah, like I always say, it always comes out in the wash, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely, always, without fail. Yes.
And you know, I have to tell you, it's funny because I think that it comes out at the weirdest. You know what I mean? You never know where
yes.
you're at, but I tell you, I mean, and you know, the thing about not being honest is you have to remember your lies. Okay,
yes.
So it's so much easier to be honest.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
You know, yeah.
Easier.
And you know, I really think give your partner permission to be who they are. We all make mistakes, but let them be who they're supposed to be, correct?
Exactly.
So
we
let's go through this list,
okay.
Eden, really quick. What would number two be?
Number two is trust.
Okay. So honesty and trust.
Without it, just not.
Okay.
You are just not. You might as well just stop trying.
Okay. Three?
Three is fun.
Have fun. Yeah.
Three is fun. I need to be able to have my life be better, more enjoyable, bigger, more expansive with you than it is without you.
I love it. Make sure that your partner brings something to the table.
Giggle, laugh, be silly together. Don't be afraid to look silly in front of each other.
Right.
That's another big one.
Another
big one, that whole image thing.
Yes.
You have to be willing to let go of the image thing. Nobody's thinking about the image thing the way you are anyway.
This is so true. How about number four?
Number four, oh my gosh, you have to be committed.
Committed. Good one.
Which is different, by the way, than being in love. Committed is I made a promise to you, and no matter what happens,
right,
as long as it's within my power to keep that promise, I am going to do it, irrespective of how I feel. Because sometimes, even when we're in love with people, we don't like them very much.
This is so true. You have those points in your life, and we all have them. But if you can
you
get through them, it's a reality.
Especially long term.
Right.
Especially long term. There are going to be times when you don't even like your partner. It's not your feelings that keep you committed. It's your commitment that keeps you committed.
There you go.
It's
I love
different
it.
Different entirely.
What about number five?
Number five. Can I trust my heart with you?
Okay.
Can I hand you my heart and know that you will treat it like it's my heart, like it's someone else's heart, like it's the heart of someone that you treasure and cherish and value even more than your own heart.
Wow. Okay. Number six.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm digging deep, aren't I?
but it's important.
Yeah,
it's
no.
important. Being in love. Number six is having a common vision.
Ooh, okay. That's
not
a good
one. Necessarily staring into each other's faces all day, but being able to look off in the same direction.
That's very good.
And be a place
that's a good
one. For yourself and your partner in that direction, that you're looking the same way, seeing very similar things, and seeing yourself as part of that vision in very similar ways.
Very cool. Seven, eight.
When you have an idea, personally, I like this one. When you have an idea of your dream break, if you could design your dream vacation, your dream weekend, your dream date night, and make that come true for each other, when you make each other's dreams and values important, as important to you as your own. And
right.
you're willing to do what you can to make them happen. You know, sure, you can't always do it. But you can get close if you're just a little bit creative.
Very cool. We've got a couple minutes.
But people, you know, oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. No, that's okay. This is great. What was number eight?
Number eight. You have to agree to disagree sometimes.
Big one.
And you have to allow it and not penalize each other for it.
Right.
Not put each other down for it.
There you go.
Not see yourself as superior to your partner.
There you go.
Because you have a different way of saying things.
I like it. Let's go to the last two, 9 and 10.
You have to be willing to demonstrate how you feel about your partner to your partner.
So
it's not love because you feel it. It's love because your partner receives it that way.
Okay, that's good.
It's not love until it's received. You feeling it is great for you.
That's right.
But it does absolutely nothing for your partner until your partner receives it that way.
Wow.
Your job is to make the connection.
I like it.
How you feel and how they receive it.
Okay, and our last one, and you've been awesome. This is really a great list.
Thank you. It is the willingness to allow your partner to be exactly who they really are.
Yeah, that's a good one, to be who they really
are. Who they really authentically are.
Wow, and that's the biggest, hardest one. Yeah, you're absolutely right. I love it.
You have to do it.
Eden, where do we find your book?
You can find it at Amazon.com or at BarnesandNoble.com, actually.
All right. You know what? This has been great. Gosh, I'm going to get your book, and I want to have you back on. We touched a little bit, and I really appreciate it. We're almost out of time. I want to end our show. Lyle, thank you so much for being a part of our show today.
Thank you for having me.
I'd love to have you back. Tom, thank you so much. I hope your son wins.
Win, win, win.
Yes, we want that. And, of course, you know, I end all of my shows with a thought for your week. When you look too far ahead, you end up tripping over the present. So live in the moment. Really make it your best. It's a good day to have a great day. And you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. If you've missed any part of our show today, listen on my website, Kim Pagano Show, and like us. I love hearing from all of you out there at Kim Pagano Show on Facebook. Again, we've got this great Boys and Girls dinner coming up April 6th.
It's April in Paris, and it's happening at CLU, California Lutheran University, in Thousand Oaks, and that is on April 6th. Give them a call, 529-1140. That is 529-1140, beautiful CLU University campus, April in Paris. And it's all about the Boys and Girls Club. Give them a call, 529-1140, 529-1140. Sounds like a party, sounds like a plan.
Yeah, tell them that Kim sent you.
Yep, there you go. All right, you guys, it's been fun. Have a really great rest of your weekend, and I'll talk to you next weekend. It's all a good day. Talk to you later.